CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Content is everything.
Templeton Revival every second Saturday from 11 till 1 on 95.9 CKUW. Your musical brunch in the wide open tent where we're serving up platters both hot and chill from near and far, from now and from way back when. Tune into the TTR Revival while with me, Old Kits. The menu's big and tasty, including jazz, global, and show tunes, composers, folk and blues, indie and new wave, electronics, and sonic tonics. Excellent, exceptional tunage, eclectically reflecting on local and world events. Drop in to enjoy some soon. Temple Tent Revival, every second Saturday, 11 till 1. Right here on 95.9. More on Facebook at Kits Temple.
For old lang syne. have won that many a weary fet sin auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my jo, for auld lang syne, we'll pack a cup o' kindness yet for
Kits Temple, and you've tuned into the Temple Tent Revival here on 95.9 Campus and Community Radio from the University of Winnipeg in Treaty One territory here in downtown Winnipeg, Canada, from 11 to 1, because it's our turn. Last week, Nicole in the electric chair, same thing next week. Every second Saturday, here we are. And boy, we've been having lots of fun here. In the month of December, we had some live guests. And that was, I don't know if you were listening or not. I want to thank all of those very helpful and musical people. Once again, thanks to Norm and Anne and Phil and Sean and who am I leaving out here? Debbie, whose show comes on today at 2 p.m., Active Voice. We had very lively singing and some karaoke from the Magic Flute. Let's have some more classical music today. Indeed, not the Magic Flute, but I brought along some Haydn. I brought along some new music featuring the St. Lawrence String Quartet and, well, lots of blues today. We've got Reverend Gary Davis. We've got Hot Tuna. And who did we just hear? You'd like to know that, wouldn't you? That was from the record The Winnowing. We heard The Cast and also a couple of we heard a little Scottish instrumental music there. We had the flutes and the cellos, and then we had the singers who are, let's see if I pull their names up here again. Oh, Mary Campbell and Dave Francis, The Cast, and the name of the record, The Winnowing, and the name of the piece, Auld Lang Syne. Robbie Burns is responsible for that. Oh, I brought a poem with me today, too. Auld Lang Syne was a poem, and I guess before it was a song. Less talk, more music. Mentioned classical music. Oh, Purcell, too, and Debussy. Are we going to get to everybody like that? But it's not just. It's also, we got some pop music and folk music. You know us. We're the eclectic people here on your Saturday morning and afternoon. We cross the noon hour. It's your musical brunch. I can't help but think about the current affairs. I mean, that is sort of the anchor that we wrap our titles around on this eclectic radio show. Current affairs last night, this morning, the last year. You know, we're going to hope for better days. Maybe we should play some Mahalia Jackson. I think we will. But right now, this is from the soundtrack to The Hobbit, a movie that I've never seen. I think I saw the cartoon edition of it. Yes, I think I saw the cartoon edition of it in the 70s. Howard Shore's soundtrack. He's the composer, Canadian, you know. And I'll just dedicate this one to some of our more newsworthy world leaders these days here in here in North and South America, and over in the Caucasus, and over around the Chinese seas. Let's go to Howard Shore with a piece from the soundtrack called, and this is why, we will listen to A Liar and a Thief. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
Indeed. Stirring. Your host has lost her headset. Let's carry on. Apparently the CD players here are not all in full functioning mode, so you can hear me changing discs. Lining up the piece. Did I say handle? Because it's actually Haydn. I've got Haydn here with something that the public library was giving away. There we are. I've got my ears back. I tell you, they were just giving it away. So winter. Let's hear something from the chorus. I think that would be a rousing number. Something to describe the snowfall of last night, maybe? Let's go. Thank you. sad. They started themselves over again. Yes, indeed, the chorus. This is from Haydn, Die Jahreszeiten. I can't speak German. Die Jahreszeiten. The Seasons. Sir Colin Davis at the baton. And it's the London Symphony Chorus, the London Symphony Orchestra. And the singers. And Franz Joseph Haydn lived from 1732 to 1809. A long time ago. And, I mentioned... I mentioned Mahalia Jackson, but why don't we just... I think we should turn now to... Hot Tuna. Wait. So many choices. From Haydn... So much winter. That's who we want. What's up for winter? Staying with the wintry theme, here's Quartet on 95.9 at 11:23 a.m. Quartet with Song for a Winter's Night.
Once again with you.
always a beauty, that one. Thanks to Gordon Lightfoot for writing it. And thanks just there to Sylvia Tyson and Caitlin Hanford, Gwen Swick and Cindy Church. They are quartet, are or were. That's an older one. It's a pretty old song now. R.I.P. Gordon Lightfoot. Oh, let's carry on with something acoustic-y and a little bit of everything here. From the singing back to the instruments, Hot Tuna, Burgers. Thank you. Did I suggest that was going to be an instrumental? Because it kind of wasn't, but nice and acoustic. And hot tuna. Happy birthday to, was it Yorma? Let's look it up. I think he just had a birthday. What does it say here about Yorma Kakonen? Born December 23rd, of course. My birthday. Right. Born December 23rd, 1940. Yorma Kakonen, who you knew from Jefferson Airplane and Hot Tuna and still going at it, Jack Cassidy. They go around, they have concerts that they tour, they have a place that people come to The Fooler. He and Jack Cassidy formed a band called The Triumphs look at this, Pakistan. Okay. The Kakonen family lived in Pakistan and the Philippines and other locales following his father's State Department career before they returned to Washington, D.C., where he was born. So in Washington, as a teenager, he and Jack Cassidy formed the band The Triumphs, and you know the rest. They went on to be Jefferson Airplane and, look at that, Embryonic Journey. Okay, so we're just going to say happy birthday to Yorma, who had his a couple of weeks ago, 10 days ago or so, and that was Hot Tuna's it was 99-year blues, which kind of puts us a little bit in mind of Reverend Gary Davis. I think we've got him with here. Yeah, he's here too. We brought him along. Pull him up for you right now. It goes, it's kind of seasonal. Oh, look, and there's Artemis with What the World Needs Now. This is Reverend Gary Davis. I heard the angels singing.
One day I was walking along, I heard the angels singing. I heard a voice and I saw no one, I heard the angels singing. What you angel said to me, I heard the angels singing. The sins are forgiven and my soul set free, I heard the angels singing. Went down in the valley one day just to pray, I heard the angels singing. I met this old devil coming down on my way, I heard the angels singing. What you reckon that old devil said, I heard the angels singing. The heaven doors are closed, you might well go back, it's too late for you to pray, I heard the angels say. I said, get back, Satan, stand back out of my way, I heard the angels say. I just don't want to hear not a word you say, I heard the angels say. We're down in the valley, fell out on my knees, I heard the angels singing. I said, Lord, have mercy to save me. I'm a sinner, if you please. I heard the angels singing. Just about time I thought of what the Lord. I heard the angels singing. My dungeon shook and my chain fell off. I heard the angels singing. People come a running miles wanting to know what it's all about. I heard the angels sing. Well, the Holy Ghost hit me and I just couldn't hit but shout. I heard the angels sing. One morning soon, one morning soon, little children, one morning soon, I heard the angels sing. I was down by my bed, down by my bedside. was on my knees a praying. I was on my knees a praying, little children. I was on my knees a praying. I heard angels just a little while for day. A little while for day.
Yeah.
Oscar. That's Oscar Peterson there. Oscar's centenary took place in 2025. The birth of Oscar Peterson, 1925. He's a Montreal. He was Canada's most renowned jazz musician, pianist Oscar Peterson, band leader, composer, piano player extraordinaire, younger brother of Daisy, who taught him. She also taught Oliver Jones. So, Winter Wonderland, we've got Dave Samuels on vibes here. This is a record with Oscar, Dave Samuels, Jack Shantz, Lauren Lofsky, David Young, and Jerry Fuller. Oscar Peterson, Christmas 1995 on Telarc. We'll hear that. We'll hear Let It Snow, too, because it's time to tell you a little bit about this weather of ours, I guess. The time is a quarter to noon, and the place is CKUW 95.9 Campus and Community Radio from the University of Winnipeg in downtown Canada. Downtown Winnipeg, which is in the heart of Canada, so I'll call it downtown Canada if I want to. Right now it's minus 13 degrees here, and the wind chill minus 18 because of north-northwest winds that are blowing at about 8. And there's light snow happening out at the Winnipeg International Airport today. Today will be mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries around this time. Right now, wind up to 15 kilometers an hour with the high today of minus 12. Wind chill could be minus 22, but like I say, right now, pretty good. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight, cloudy. Wind up to 15, low minus 20, with the wind chill minus 25 tonight. So bundle up, because it's still cold at night. Lots and lots of snow for those folks who want to go skiing or snowshoeing, have fun outside, but just mind the weather. Tomorrow, Sunday, even nicer, minus 10. Periods of snow could get about 2 centimeters. Tomorrow, wind southeast 20. High 10, wind chill minus 24 in the morning, minus 15 in the afternoon, not too bad. And the low at night, minus 12, so Monday even warmer, high minus 8, low minus 11. So Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, look, we're having a warm week coming up. The highs are minus 4, minus 7. That's what's expected for the coming week in Winnipeg, Canada, where we are. Let It Snow. We're going to carry on with Steve Cropper, Pop Staples, and Albert King. We've been talking about the weather. So I remind everybody, don't turn your heater down. Steve Cropper passed away a few weeks ago in the month of December. Here they are from Jam Together. Don't turn your heater down. Sorry about that. We got a little somebody intruding here on us, but we can fix you up right away with Steve.